time and place for a public hearing that was scheduled on an ordinance establishing the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2017. Ms. Jennings will be giving a presentation on that matter. After that, the council may ask questions, and subsequent to that, the matter will be held open for public hearing for anyone who'd like to speak. Ms. Jennings?
Thank you, Mr. Moore.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Ms. Jennings is going to help. I'll start off with our general fund presentation. So, council and public, today is our public hearing for the FY17 budget for Sussex County. Recall in March and April, the finance team, along with our county directors, developed the budget for this upcoming fiscal year. On May 2nd, the budget team went over the proposed budget with this council, holding a day-long workshop to go over some of the items that would be proposed. And then on May 17th, we gave our larger budget presentation to council, outlining all the proposals within this year's budget, which is included in the budget document that you received on that day. We introduced the ordinance at that time to post today for the public hearing. I will simply go over the summary since we went into detail back during the presentation. The budget that we are proposing for FY17 includes the following expenditures. For the general fund, $54,971,380. Capital projects, $11,258,100. Enterprise fund, $46,999,894. And fiduciary, $5,850,000. For a total of $119,079,374. Again, we went into great detail during the presentation. I'm not going to belabor the point. Their information is contained in your budget and budget document, and at this time, we will open it up to council for questions.
Any questions from council? If not, if any member would like to speak of the public, come forward, give us your name and address, and please sign into the sheet at the podium.
My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scott Thor Road. In this year's budget, there is a provision to give the county employees a 1% COLA and the retirees a 0.5% COLA. What a joke. At the budget presentation, a remark was made that there will be a merit raise, but no one knows who yet. It depends on who kisses whom, but there's no such listing in the budget. Last year at Christmas, there was a $750 bonus given to the employees, county council, and elected officials. And that ain't nothing. I understand you're going to give all the employees a $2,000 Christmas bonus this year. What? Did you read the budget? I'm asking you a question. Did you read the budget?
I did.
All the way through?
Sir, you have the floor to talk, not to ask questions of council. I'm sorry.
All right, fine. You didn't see the note, all right, you're going to give the plows a $2,000 bonus at Christmas? What, you didn't read it in the budget? You didn't see it in the budget, did you? How could you see something that ain't there? Pure and simple. You want to say it's not in the budget? You're right, it ain't in the budget. But neither was there a line item last year to budget to give a $750 bonus. Yet your donkey told the Attorney General that you guys voted for the bonus last year in June. How is that possible? when it was not in, not listed, and neither is the $2,000 listed, but he can give it away any whatever he wants because he has the he is a committee of one, and the Attorney General said he can. In yesterday's packet, two listings. One was a pay scale, which is not listed in the budget, and the wage numbers were different from what you supposedly voted for last year. Then lied to the Attorney General that Section 5, 6, and 7 are not in the budget. So what are you voting on? How can you vote on something that does not exist? And you guys have been doing pulling this garbage, and if you're going to vote on this budget, then I got a little advice for you. You vote on the budget that was presented that day, not the budget that was a piece of garbage that was put in the packet yesterday claiming, oh, this is part of the ordinance. No, it's not. The ordinance portion is just the packet you got that day, not yesterday or any other time. So follow your own stupid rules. But, oh, no, we can't do that. You're going to vote for stuff that doesn't exist. I'd like to have an answer on how that can even be. But you guys ain't got the guts to speak up or nothing.
Anyone else would like to speak? Anyone else like to speak on this budget? Mr. President, at this time, we can close the public hearing on the budget.
We'll close the public hearing. And Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title.
An ordinance establishing the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2017.
Pleasure, Council.
Well, just a quick question, if I may, Mr. President.
Do you have a motion first?
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Do you have a second?
Yes. Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Now, Mr. Arlett, question.
Yeah, to Mr. Kramer's point, I mean, obviously we have this proposed packet here. I mean, what we're voting on today, is it different than what's here?
Is what we're voting on different than what was presented on May 17th? No, it is not. And also, I failed to clarify in my opening statement. The CPI that we utilize from the Bureau of Labor Statistics is the guideline that we use as a recommendation to Council for the COLA that is in this year's budget. CPI recently came out showing a 1% increase, and that's the recommendation this year in this year's budget.
Thank you, sir. Any more questions?
You have a second?
I got a second. Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore?
Yes. Next is public hearing on assessment rolls for sewer and water districts. And Ms. Jennings?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Moore. The assessment rolls reflect the county's records for equivalent dwelling units, or EDUs, and billable front footage for each sewer and water district. These records have been made available in the billing office for public inspection and review. These records are subject to individual appeal via the Board of Assessment Review. This is not the public hearing on the water and sewer rates. The public hearing for the list of properties and their applicable front footage and EDUs that will be billable by the rate established in the rate ordinance. And I'll turn it back over to Mr. Moore to for
public. Yes, are there any questions from Council on our presentation? If not, we'll have a public hearing on the assessment rolls for sewer and water districts. Is anyone here today that would like to speak on this matter? Mr. Kramer? You're getting a threefer today.
Take a seat right next to Chip.
Yeah, right, I hear you. I wouldn't want to sit there.
Yeah, he likes that.
Because you guess what? It would flip over. My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scott Store Road. I want to know, there's a septic charge in that assessment in, what's it called, your sewer districts. There's a septic charge. I want to know what that septic charge is for. What is it for, and why would you have a septic charge in a district if sewer is either not there or is there? You're going to charge these people $3,800 and some dollars for a septic permit? Why? That needs to be clarified. Why is that charge in there when you're either going to get sewer or not? You're going to force the person to spend a bunch of money, $15,000, $20,000, and $3,000, and then turn right around and put a sewer line down the road and cause that person to have to call, go into the sewer line. How asinine is that?
Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this matter? Anyone else? Seeing none?
Let me do a follow-up. I know okay. We don't like to respond.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had a phone call from him, and I didn't have a good answer for you. Could you explain the septic charge he's referring to and what it does? So just to clarify.
It's only for the Holtz Landing area. They have septics there that we monitor and they get permits for. It is only a small area that was in agreement when they had come on.
It doesn't affect all these
services? No, it doesn't.
Right? So I said I couldn't think of what it was.
I didn't have any answer. More questions?
Can I make my yearly?
Can we close the?
Yes.
We'll close the public hearing.
My yearly, yes. Mr. Colt.
We've done a great job. We've unified the service charge.
Correct.
And it's taken a number of years, but we've pretty much gotten there. Now the front footage charge. I'd love to see some reform there. Right now, it's all over the place. But if we could average like communities, per subdivision. So that everybody in a certain subdivision could all be paying equally. Maybe that's an easier way to help start this transition, but it does just seems inequitable, not fair, that somebody, just because they have a large frontage of their lot, and these lots were created years ago and they're in rural areas, we're away from the beaches where the congestion is tighter, now we're at these large lots. And I think it's restrictive on them to have this front footage charge the way we do it, the way we bill it. So I know we have a maximum and a minimum, but I'd love to see where we could just start, bringing it more equitable. And I think, possibly if we could just look at subdivisions, and everybody pay equal that way, neighbors pay all the same, and that should be an easy way to address it. And under our current system. Because I understand that the way we do it is been deemed to be acceptable, but it's just I know somebody on the waterfront could have 40-foot frontage because they're at the end of a cul-de-sac, and it could have a million-dollar home, and a guy across the street in a little rancher because he's got a large frontage, could be paying twice as much sewer cost, and it just there's no equitable way to justify one over the other. So anyway, I'd love to see the county now work that direction. So that's it. Until next year.
Thank you for your yearly speech.
Well, till next year.
Is it feasible?
We'll never be that lucky.
We'll let her.
Is it feasible?
So it is in state code on how we can bill for the debt that we have for sewer. So we will have to get state code to be changed and introduced. That is the next step. We've done the unified rate. We've done the connection fee. The next one's the assessment fee. So absolutely, we need to work on legislation that get it, hopefully introduced by January.
In many communities, Rob, do unit pricing. Georgetown, Delaware has unit pricing. So whether you've got a lot of frontage, a little frontage, it doesn't matter. You pay the same amount. Everybody pays the same amount. And I think we ought to be trying to work towards that direction. We all benefit from it, so everybody ought to be paying.
There's more if you would read the...
I believe this takes a motion instead of the short title. And Ms. Jennings, you have that?
Yes, I have the motion. Please. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council hereby adopt the assessment rules for all Sussex County sanitary, sewer, and water districts for the period of July 1st, 2015 through June 30th. For the period of July 1st, 2016 through the period of June 30th, 2017.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll offer.
Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore, next.
And next is going to be a public hearing on an ordinance establishing the annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission, and/or treatment and connection charges for all Sussex County water and sanitary sewer districts. Again, Ms. Jennings will give a short presentation on this matter. After that, council can ask questions, and then the matter will be open to the public. Ms. Jennings?
Thank you, Mr. Moore. At this time, I'd like to review some of the highlights that are in the sewer and water budget. After 7 years of working towards a unified sewer rate, we have one service charge of $286 per year and a unified connection fee of $5,775. We started with 23 rates and are now down to one with this budget. Service charges rates did not increase for any of the individual districts or the unified district. All assessment rates are the same amount as fiscal year 2016, except for West Rehoboth, which is seeing a decrease of 30 cents per front foot. It is budgeted to continue the 100-foot cap for residential utility users. The county added 1,414 EDUs, which is a 2.1% increase over last year. The water budget is up $266,000 due to a one-time large repair. Using available funds, the rate will remain the same at $305.76. And now I'd like to turn it back over to Mr. Moore.
Yes, are there any questions from council?
Yes. Same comments as before.
Thank you. Okay, ditto. At this point, this is open for a public hearing. If anyone would like to come forward and discuss this ordinance, please come forward. Is there anyone that would like to speak? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and I could read the short title.
We'll close public hearing. Mr. Moore, read the short title, please.
An ordinance establishing the annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment and connection charges for all Sussex County water and sanitary sewer districts.
Pleasure of council. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, everybody, for all your hard work and put this budget together. As usual, excellent job. Excellent job. We'll now go back on the posted agenda.